Wonderful. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is it? This is it? Whatever you didn't do, oh well. Whatever you didn't do, because this is a wrap. This is a wrap for sure. But I want to welcome you to our New Year's Eve Burning Bowl service. And this is a wonderful, yeah, it's a wonderful. And I'm grateful and thankful for each of you who came out, made the effort to come out, especially when it started. I don't know if it rained here in D.C., but it was terrible out where I was. And I thought, oh, no, you know, it's going to. But God is good. So I thank you for still making the effort to come out and to just bring the new year in with your vibrations raised high, bringing that new year in withholding that which you desire to see manifest in your life and in your affairs for this wonderful opportunity of entering into 2025. You know, it's a sacred time. It's a sacred moment. There are people who did not make it to this moment. And so the fact that we are here to usher in a new year is something to truly celebrate and to be joyous about. And as is our tradition, with our burning bowl, and we'll explain that a little bit. Well, I'll do it now. During the burning bowl service, this is an opportunity, and each of you hopefully were given a piece of paper when you came in. Yes. And on that paper, you're going to write down the things that you want to release, be they qualities, experiences, whatever it is that you want to let go of and be free of from 2024. You'll put it on the paper, and you'll have an opportunity to follow our wonderful ushers, and we'll place it into the burning bowl. Because fire is what? It's a purifier, right? Fire is so many, it's such a powerful element, but it is a purifier, a cleanser. And so we're going to be having the opportunity to release and to cleanse our consciousness, our hearts of all those things we are ready to just release into the ethers. And then hopefully you have given a letter, because what we believe in is letting go, denials, release, being free of, and also then likewise to what draw to us, that which we seek, that which we desire. So we affirm, we deny and release, and then we affirm and we claim. And so through that process, hopefully you were given a sheet where you could write your letters to God. Everybody have that? Yes. And with your letters to God, this is your opportunity to just claim and affirm that which you want to see in this wonderful new year. We will then take those envelopes. Hopefully you'll put your name and address. If you have a stamp, great. If not, we'll put one on there. And in 6 months, we will mail you back the letter to see what agreements you and the divine have come to. It's always a wonderful opportunity to read the letter, to read what you wrote, and to see how the universe is working to move you to have your dreams and your desires be made manifest. So that is the process. It's a release, a letting go, and a claiming and drawing to us. So we're grateful that you're here.
Hi, good to see everybody.
Well, once again, I say good evening and welcome. Welcome, welcome. Thank you. You know, it's hard to believe that we are at the end of the year. And we're on the precipice of a new one, just to begin shortly. And I know I always say this, but that it feels like the years are moving by faster and faster. I don't know if it's just me. Right? It feels like it's just racing and just moving so quickly, flying by. But this time I really mean it. I mean it. Because I feel like I missed just about all of 2024. In January, I was diagnosed with having some C cells, which was a shock and, you know, took me back a little bit. And then by February, I was scheduled to have major surgery, which I did. And then it took me time to recuperate from that. A couple of months they gave me. And then I had to start my treatment, my chemo, in April. And so I did chemo from April to August, which was an experience, to say the least. And thank you. Some of you really helped me through that with all the cards and the food. But anyway, that was from April to August. So January, diagnosed, scheduled for a surgery in February. Coming out of that, they wanted my body time to heal from the surgery, started chemo in April. Did all of that until August. And then in August, I began to continue the treatment for immunotherapy, which will go on for 2 years. I'm into about now just about half a year here, so I'll have maybe a year and a half to go. Every three weeks, I go and I have an infusion. I get my juju juice. And that is the process that I'm seeing and holding on that's going to move me into what? Remission. The mission is what? Remission. So, you know, I felt like, gee, what happened to 2024? Because I literally just missed it. I was occupied with being present. So while I felt I missed it, I was also so very, very, very present to my life and to what was taking place. So, and I said, I've never been more present than this whole entire year, while I also feel like I missed a lot of it. And being present really was an astounding process, because being totally present to one's life and what's happening in one's life, it didn't mean that I didn't have my share of mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual ups and downs and ins and outs and questions and look and all of that. It was like a roller coaster. I'd be up one minute and faithful, and then down the next was I needed prayer, I needed energy, and up again and down again, and working with all the changes in the physical being and the body. And then I did a little stint in the hospital. We had a reaction and all of this stuff that was going on. And being on this life journey, life takes you on a roller coaster, doesn't it? I mean, who hasn't had this time of feeling like, wow, life is just happening, it's all full. Up and down, swift changes, turns, unexpected, expected. We've had all sorts of experiences, all of us. Some of it known, some of it unknown, some of it we expected, some of it we did not expect. But all of it, even though our particulars are different, your particular life's journey from 2024 is different than mine and so forth, but yet we're all doing this thing called life. We're doing this journey. And we will each have the ride of our life, right? Whatever that is for each of us. And some of it we'll have the experiences of it being quite challenging. Sometimes it was quite joyful. We'll have exquisite joy, opportunities that come our way that we didn't expect, that bring us prosperity and abundance and love and all of that. And then we might be experiencing sadness again, once again. And some of us, we might have our dreams that have come true for us. And others, we have surprises, but we have disappointments. And we've had our share of major disappointments. And I'm thinking, not only does this happen in one's individual life, but it also can happen on the collective and on a greater scale. And that we can also be plunged into the energy field of the collective. Because we're all doing this thing called life. We're having this experience of being on the planet together at the same time. And so the planet can have its experience. The world can have its roller coaster rides up and down. And right now it feels like, you know, the world might be experiencing, or at least in our nation, a little fear, a little anxiety, uncertainty about, you know, this in the atmosphere, about what is going to come, what is to happen in this year of 2025. We've heard a lot about Project 2025, and that's enough to put the fear of God in folks. But we're all kind of wondering what's going to happen. And we know that change is afoot, but it always is. Is there any time that change is not happening? Change is always afoot. But like I said, sometimes it is felt more on a grander scale than just our individual. Sometimes the changes that happen are sort of massive for us, right? They're large in number, large scale. Like when we had the pandemic, that was a change that happened, but it was felt by just about everybody in the world. We all got to experience this change that took place on the planet. And it was a change in the way of life, a change of how we did things on the planet, right? And so we all were in tune to that, whether you lived in Europe or Africa or here. Everybody was going through a massive change or experiencing the change. What we like to call in the spiritual world, it's the time of the great transformation. There's a great transformation happening on this planet. And we've been in it for a while now, and we'll probably continue to be in it for a little longer. But where the impact of transformation is impacting everybody. And we in our country at this particular time, we're getting ready to experience another transformational experience that can and probably will impact most of us in the country, one way or the other. And again, there are going to be some who are delighted about the impact and the changes, and there will be others who not so much. So this is happening. And all of these things carry a great meaning for us. And when we sit down and, you know, I was talking to some friends of mine, because it looks like it's happening on one level, but I always like to seek the spiritual level. I always like to see what's happening underneath all of this change. What could it all mean? And it's great, holds great meaning for us. And it's a great transformational era for us, a time period on the planet, and in our evolution, in our growth as a species, we're growing, we're giving birth to something, and birth is not always pretty, and sometimes it's challenging, sometimes it's hard, but we are moving as a species into another dimension, another level of how we're going to express on this planet. And in great transformations, there will be great benefit, but there may also be great loss. Because in order for things to, you know, I mean, that baby had to lose the comfort of the womb. But look what it gained, something great. So there's always something in transformation, a great, wonderful benefit, but there's also a loss. There's a gain, and then there's a letting go also. So the key is, how do we maneuver or manage through all these changes where we can still maintain a certain level of peace and stability? I know things are changing, but I'm at the point now where I really want some peace and some stability. You know, I've had my 2024 brought me a lot, caused me to see some things, to look at myself and my life and get clear on what I think is important and what is not important. But I also want to do this process of life with peace and what? Stability. In the midst of change, because change is going to happen no matter what. So how do we handle it? How do we go about it? Peace. Stability. This morning when I got up, I decided I was going to pick a card from one of my many wisdom decks. And I have lots of wisdom cards and wisdom decks. And, you know, you can pick one and they'll have a phrase, a sentence, or whatever. And I reached for a deck that I really don't know where it came from and who gave it to me or when. I didn't purchase it, but and I don't think I've ever used it before. It didn't ring a bell, but it was on my my desktop, and I reached back and I picked the deck, and I was like, oh. So anyway, I got still and did a little prayer, and I said, let me pick a card for me today. And the card that I picked was the word had the word empty. Empty. And I thought, well, how appropriate for today. It felt really good. So this is what it says under empty. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'm only going to read this paragraph. It says, in humanity's world, there is room to be filled with genuine wholeness. But first, you must make room to be filled up by allowing yourself to become empty. If you have drawn this card, you are being asked to empty yourself of those shadow characteristics that no longer serve your higher self. Shallow words, hollow promises, self-denigration, jealousy, and those critical thoughts of self and others. You can now choose to pour it all out, the tears, the anger, the worry, the fear, pour it all out, that it may flow back to the river and leave you empty of this shadow self. Humanity is waiting to fill you up with love, kindness, grace, and wholeness. All you need to do is empty. And I said, wow, 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 wow. I believe this card was not only picked for me, but it was picked for all of us because it contained a message. I was going to have a different message, but I felt this was the message that Spirit wanted me to bring, because all too often we really seek new beginnings. We want to have new beginnings while at the same time still carrying or holding on, right, to a lot of old stuff. Old stuff, unhealed stuff, unfinished stuff, outdated stuff. We want to hold on to it, but at the same time, we want a new beginning, right? Stuff no longer serves us well, but hey, it's familiar. Let's keep it around a little bit. And yet, I love the statement that says, we want to be filled up, but in order to be filled up, you must be willing to be empty. In order to be filled up. And so I also believe that as we move further and further into this time of great transformation, this journey we're all on that's happening right before our eyes, this transformation, that we are going to have to master the skill of emptying oneself, of becoming a clear vessel, free from anything that would block God's flow of goodness and blessings and supply and abundance, that divine energy, the light of God, being free of any of those things that would block us receiving the blessings we so seek, right? And so the object is we must begin to practice living in a state of emptiness. See, we're such consumers. We've gotten so big on just consuming, taking, getting. No, 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 no. We have to practice now living in a state of emptiness or in a perpetual state of letting go. Letting go. What does it say? I let go and I let who? I let God. So this is a time for us. We've got to let go of our thinking of how we think things are going to happen and how it's going to unfold, because none of us know. We're in some interesting new territory. We've not been here before. But that's okay. We are in a process of letting go and trusting the spirit of the universe, trusting in God. And so we want to begin to free ourselves. I had to stop looking at certain things on TV, certain news things. I had to just let all that stuff go because it was just affecting me physically. Letting it go, right? We've all heard the phrase that says, you can't pour from an empty cup. You've heard that phrase? Yeah, you can't pour from an empty cup, meaning that we should always have enough of ourselves to be able to then give to somebody else or to something else. And while I love that phrase and that saying, I also, as I was working with this concept of being empty, you can't pour from an empty cup, but also it's hard to receive from a full cup. And a full cup of, she's talking about a full cup of stuff we don't necessarily need or want. And so the process then is there's value in having an empty cup. An empty cup that can be then filled with new energy, new goodness, right? With new ideas, new dreams, new hopes, fresh elixir, you know? Because who wants to keep pouring from the same old stale thing that you've been pouring from? The same cup that you've had with the same old stale stuff in it. But yet we want God to keep filling us with his presence and filling us with his blessings, right? New blessings. There's a song, new blessings and new mercies. We want to have those new things. And we want God to be able to give us and fill us with whatever it is that we need for today. The scripture says, thy grace is sufficient unto the day. We want to be filled with whatever we need today. New blessings. What if God said, you know, we have a new situation, and God said, well, look, I blessed you, you know, 5 years ago. Yeah, that was really good, God, but I need something today. Yeah, but you know what? You've had enough. You've been blessed then. No, I want new blessings because I've got new situations today, new circumstances that are different, and I need to be filled with God's presence today for whatever is needed in this moment and in this day. And in order for that to happen, you know, I need to let go of, it was lovely that I was blessed 5 years ago, but that has what? That has passed. And why I might reap the benefits, but this is a new day. And so I'm open and receptive to what God has for me today. But I need to create room to be filled by the Spirit. I need to be open enough and empty enough so that God can move in and fill me up today with what I need in this moment. Because what worked for me yesterday may not work for me today. The blessings I had were great, but I may need some different blessings in this situation, in this circumstance. Always seeking to be filled up in the moment with what we desire and need. Life is interesting, and it becomes more peaceful and more stable when we learn to really let go. Let go. Let go, let go, let God. When we can really begin to empty ourselves of the past. And I'm not saying that we're not going to forget what happened and forget the blessings, but we need to empty ourselves of the past. And when I say the past, I mean that past moment, because everything is the past, except for the what? Now moment. If it ain't in the now moment, guess where it is? It's in the past. It just passed, just now. Did you catch it? It just passed right now. Every moment to moment is a past. So the key is to learn to experience the moment, because in that next moment it's going to what? Be the past. It's done. But yet we want to experience, learn how to experience the moment and let it go. Experience the moment and let it go. And when we are able to do that as a process, to experience the moment and to let it go, all of a sudden we begin to be a clearer channel and vessel to receive what is present for us in the moment. Sometimes we miss this moment because we are thinking about that moment or of a moment that hasn't even come, but we're hoping. So we're in that thing that we think is a moment that isn't even real. So how can we get to this present experience of God? Because as the scripture tells us, God is only present when? Now. In the moment. That's the reality. The Bible does say that God is the same as yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Yes, that's great, but the moment that God works is in this moment. And that means that it's so precious that we should be present to it, because everything we need is going to be supplied in that moment. And when we begin to start trusting that and letting things go and letting, you know, I have the experience, but I'm going to let it go. I'm going to get this lesson because with the experience sometimes comes a lesson. Get the lesson and then let it go. Get the blessing and then let it go. We usually muck up things because we keep trying to hold on. Let me repeat the lesson again. Let me see if I can get this same exact blessing again. Well, God may have a different blessing for you in the moment. But keeping all this, you experience it and let it go. Get the lesson, get the blessing, experience it and let it go. Because all this does is it keeps us fresh and it keeps us open to receive. I receive it, I experience it, I release it. I receive it. It's a wonderful process. So this is the process of saying you can't pour from an empty cup, but we want to keep our cup empty. You know, you want to keep it empty so that it can be filled on a consistent daily bread. Give us our what? Daily bread. Oh, I don't want you to give me no new bread because I got this old bread I was holding on from last week, this old blessing. Right? No. That's stale bread. Just like in the Bible, that when they were God would provide manna from heaven for the Israelites as they were trying to move through the desert, and every day there was fresh new manna, but they tried to what? Accumulate and hold on to the manna, and guess what? It spoiled because that was yesterday's manna. I'm giving you fresh blessings today in this moment. Manna from heaven. Don't worry about yesterday's manna. You can't hold on to it. Get your blessing today. Daily bread. And so we want to keep the cup empty so that it can be filled with whatever is needed in the moment. What do you need right now? Not what did you need yesterday, and not even what do you need tomorrow. What do you need in this moment? And so when we want to keep the cup empty so that it can be filled with whatever we have, we also at the same time, we want to keep our cup, which is our consciousness. You want to keep the cup clean. You want to keep it empty so it can be filled, and you want to keep it clean. And by that I mean, you know, clean from your consciousness, clean from all the old debris. Because what you don't want to keep putting the cup in and you've never washed the cup. That's going to be an interesting experience, you know? So we have to what? Clean the cup so that which is placed in it is fresh and new and it works. So we keep the cup empty to be filled by the Spirit, by the blessings, by the goodness, by the substance of God. And we keep the cup, which is also representative of our consciousness, our minds, our heart. Keep it clean so that which you receive works well for you. It serves you well. There's a story in the scriptures where Jesus is admonishing the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and these were the religious leaders and the religious teachers of back in that day. And they were all preoccupied with how they looked, you know, what the realm of appearances. They wanted to make sure that everybody saw them as righteous people and holy people. But he said, but y'all are just rotten inside. You're worried about everything. And this is the scripture I love it. It's from Matthew 23. And he's talking to them, this whole chapter, he's really getting on them. But this one, he says, what sorrow awaits you teachers of religious law and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are so careful to clean the outside of the cup and the dish, but inside you are filthy, full of greed and self-indulgence. You blind Pharisees. I love it when he gets on them and he's like, yeah. You blind Pharisees, first wash the inside of the cup and the dish, and then the outside will become clean too. So what he's saying is here, don't worry about appearances, how you look showing up. Make sure your inner world, your inner realm, your cup, is clean and ready to receive, you know, not hung up on what's happening on here, because all of those things are going to be stripped away anyway. We're going to have some new things. But if we're so occupied with the wrong thing, then again, we're not serving ourselves or others well. So we want to keep the cup clean so that the flow of the blessings keep coming in, and they come in a way that serves us well. One of the ways that you can keep your cup, your consciousness, your mind, your heart, your soul, your thoughts, your feelings, your perspectives, your values, all those, you want to keep, one way to help keep those things empty so that they can be filled is by filling it with living water. Living water. And we like to say that there's the living water of truth. Right? That's what the Bible, living waters of truth. That the truth has a way of cleansing us and healing us and keeping our consciousness clean. So what we're trying to do is to let go of the old, those stale thoughts, those untruths that we have bought into, those beliefs that we have, you know, oh, it's terrible, it's going to be horrible. Yes, there are going to be some changes, and it might be challenging. But I don't say that without also knowing, but the Spirit of God is also going to be present. That the goodness of life is also going to be present, right? So we want to let go of all those false beliefs that this is it, we're doomed. Nothing can save us. Nothing can help. No, 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 no. Yes, it's going to be a rocky road, but we're going to have the strength to move on through. Yes, we might have to move through the valley of the shadow of death, but we're going to be moving. We're not pitching no tents in the valley. We're going to have the experience and let it go. Move through. Right? Keep it moving. That's what Raquel, my sister, used likes to say. Keep it moving. You're going to have the experience, but we're going to keep it moving. But we've got to then, you know, fill ourselves with these living waters that will keep the heart cleansed, keep the mind cleansed and cleared and hopeful. Right? These fresh living waters of truth. And once we can keep pouring in that truth, from an empty cup, you know, being open and receptive, we might have some expectations, some hopes, and some dreams, but be open enough and empty enough to let God move into your life. Let God's living waters guide you and direct you to the right and perfect thing, which is necessary for your well-being at the moment, in any given moment. And so we keep pouring in the fresh living waters of truth. And when we pour in the fresh living waters of truth, we let them be, but we also let things move. So sometimes things have to come into our lives, and sometimes things have to do what? Got to go. There's a process to life, a letting in and a releasing, an emptying and a filling up. And when you're full, you can't hold on to the fullness without letting it go so that you can be filled again with whatever is needed in the moment, whatever blessings are for you in the now moment. And so there's a process, taking it in and letting it go, being empty and being full, being empty and being full. And that process, if we learn to do it, will then equally have us to be cleansed in process, at peace, and to have this experience. So we become a channel and a vessel, a clear vessel as we move in and out. We let things come, we let them go. You become the vessel for God's ability to move through your life as God only can. So in this state, friends, just know that life is changing, our energy will be changing, and that's fine. As long as we stay in the flow, we won't get stuck. You're not going to get stuck in the fear. You're not going to get stuck in the stuff that we think is going to come. We're going to be in the flow. We're going to trust the process. We're going to trust God. We're going to empty out and be filled up again. Empty out and be filled up again. This is the process. We're going to let things come and we let things go. If we want things to begin, we have to let things end. And as they end, for every ending, there's a new beginning. And for every new beginning, there's a what? There's an ending. And so we keep ourselves in this process, in this process. So 2024 is a wrap. And we want to be able to thrive in 2025. And if we're going to thrive, we want to master this process of trusting, releasing, letting, letting go, and letting God. So we have an opportunity now as we move forward into this process. And so it is. Namaste.
Happy New Year. Give someone a New Year blessing. Happy New Year.